Syria condemned statements by Israel and the U.S. on the occupied Golan Heights, saying its right to the territory is based on international resolutions. Reports coming out of Yemen say heavy fighting has resumed between Ansarullah fighters and Saudi-backed militants around the strategic city of Mara. And Moscow records 144 new deaths from COVID-19, the worst daily toll in a Russian city since the start of the pandemic. Appreciate you being with us. Well, the first story takes us to a situation dealing with Syria, where the country has strongly condemned statements by Washington and Tel Aviv, affirming the U.S.'s recognition of Israeli sovereignty over the occupied Golan Heights. A Syrian foreign ministry source said the statements prove that U.S. policies on Syria are shaped by Israeli interests. The source stressed the Syria's sovereign right to the Golan and express confidence about the eventual liberation of the occupied region. Earlier, the U.S. denied reports that it is planning to rescind its recognition of Israeli sovereignty over the occupied Golan Heights. Israel also dismissed such reports as rumors aimed at undermining its relations with the United States. Now, despite an international outcry, former U.S. administration officially recognized Israeli sovereignty over the occupied Golan Heights. Israel seized the region in 1967. Syria's Foreign Minister Faisal Maqdoud says the U.S.'s push to renew a cross-border aid operation to Idlib is aimed at supplying terrorist groups with arms and prolonging the war.
This is another attempt to help terrorist groups and to provide them with all necessary materials to prolong the terrorist war against Syria.
In fact, a decision was adopted.
In an interview with RT, Mehtad also said cross-border activities by the U.S. and Turkey are a violation of Syria's sovereignty. The aid is funneled from Turkey into northwest Syria in an arrangement authorized by the UN Security Council. Well, the seven-year authorization will expire next month. A diplomatic standoff is expected between Western members of the Council who support renewing the authorization in Russia, which has threatened to veto any such move. Now, the top Syrian diplomat called Washington's policy pure hypocrisy, citing wide-ranging U.S. sanctions against a war-torn Arab country.
Mr. Group, if the Western countries are really careful about Syrian citizens, they should lift their sanctions, because these sanctions and what we call unilateral coercive measures adopted by Western countries and by the United States are killing the Syrian people. They are not allowing us even to import medical instruments, not to mention foods and other necessary materials for the protection of the lives of innocent Syrians.
Mehdad further accused Western countries of killing Syrian people with their sanctions. He said the sanctions affect 95% of the population. Syria is in the grip of a bloody insurgency since 2011. Idlib is the last stronghold of foreign-backed militants fighting to bring down the Syrian government. The fighting between Yemen's warring sides is raging on in the Ma'arib region, despite the UN's push for a peace deal. Sources say the Yemeni army and allied Ansarullah forces are engaged in heavy clashes with Saudi-backed militants in the region. The fighting had abated as diplomatic efforts to clinch a deal ramped up in recent weeks, but it flared up again amid fresh Saudi airstrikes on Yemen and Ansarullah's retaliatory attacks against the kingdom. Ma'arib is the last northern stronghold of fighters loyal to former Saudi-backed President Abdurrabbu Mansur Hadi. Ansarullah has made remarkable advances in their battle to liberate Ma'arib, which hosts some 1 million internally displaced people. Well, crossing over to Sana'a, joined by Abdul Latif al-Washalib in Sana'a. Abdul Latif, fill us in on this situation. What exactly happened? We have seen now more attacks taking place. And it seemed at one point in time that things were, if you want to say, slowing down a bit. Give us an overall take on what is going on right now.
Thank you, Marzia. You know, after the failure of the Muscat talks and the Omani delegation to put an end to the suffering of millions of Yemenis, the Yemeni army resumed its offensive to take control of Marib city. A few days ago, the Yemeni army managed to take control of Al-Qibli mountains. This and this series of mountains overlook the western neighborhood in the city of Marib. The Yemeni army held its attacks against the Saudi-backed forces, and the Yemeni army is backed by fighters from local tribes. They are striving and they are trying and seeking to liberate the city from the Saudi-backed forces and also from terrorist groups and terrorist fighters in the city. The Yemeni army resumed this attack to put more pressure on Saudi Arabia to stop its war and its siege from the Yemenis. The Yemeni army said earlier it will and vowed it will carry out larger and wider attacks against Saudi Arabia, whether inside the Saudi territories or against the Saudi-backed forces on the ground. And I believe that the Yemeni army will continue attacking the city of Marib until it takes the control completely of the city.
And we have seen time and time again, of course, the Saudis have said they wanted to have talks, but of course they've continued to violate what they've agreed to. And also we continue to see the siege that is existing in Yemen. Overall, the assessment of what can be done, because the Yemeni forces continue to take on retaliatory attacks and have been successful. Do you think that we are reaching a point that basically the Saudis know that they cannot win this war, but is it that they're just not ready to basically admit to that, or why do we see this extension of it?
You know, this is a turning point in the war on Yemen. A few years ago, Yemenis were just being attacked by Saudi Arabia, and now the Saudis are being attacked by Yemeni drones and missiles. The Yemeni army holds these retaliatory attacks to push Saudi Arabia to realize that this it can't win this war. Yemenis are the winners of this war. They are defending their land from the occupiers and from any foreign existence. The Yemeni army believes that it will success to liberate all the lands from the foreign existence, and in which, or on top of these forces, are the Saudi-backed forces. The Yemenis are suffering from 7 years until this moment, a deadly war and a deadly siege. The Saudis have tightened the siege since the beginning of 2021. Only one ship of oil was allowed to enter the country. We have a severe fuel crisis in Yemen, and this fuel crisis has heavily affected all the vital sectors, and on top of them is absolutely the health sector, the lives of thousands and of patients, including children and infants and their occupiers, are in danger unless the Saudi Arabia decided to lift its siege from Yemenis. And so the Yemenis believe that it is their right to attack Saudi Arabia, and it is a legitimate right to respond to their attacks and to their deadly war and siege.
Thank you so much for that update. Abdul Latif al-Washalib out of Sana'a. Now turning to Russia, where the capital, it has registered its highest daily number of COVID-19 fatalities since the pandemic began. Official figures show that 144 people died of coronavirus in Moscow during the past 24 hours. That's also the worst daily death toll so far posted for a Russian city. The country has seen an explosion of new infections since mid-June. The surge is mainly due to the Delta variant that was first identified in India The variant is also feeding fresh outbreaks in Southeast Asia and Australia, prompting authorities to bring back or prolong restrictions. While the World Health Organization says a Delta variant has now been confirmed in 85 countries. The organization says it is the most contagious of any COVID-19 strand identified. Meanwhile, Iran has launched the clinical trial of yet another vaccine as part of its drive to develop COVID-19 jabs. The shot, dubbed Nora, has been unveiled at a public university of medical sciences in Tehran. Officials say Nora is a recombinant vaccine and can be easily mass-produced in Iran after completing clinical trials. The project, sponsored by the Islamic Revolution Guard Corps, is the result of 16 months of scientific research. Iran is working on several coronavirus vaccines. Earlier this month, the health ministry authorized the emergency use of an all-Iranian jab called Barakat. Iran's leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, got the first dose of that vaccine on Friday. And now to London, where thousands of people rallied in the latest round of protests against coronavirus lockdown measures, demanding an immediate end to the restrictions. Police arrested 12 people and confiscated items ahead of the demonstration, which also protested against several other social issues. Meanwhile, UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock resigned following revelations that he violated coronavirus restrictions. The latest developments come as COVID-19 cases surge rapidly in the country in light of the emergence of the Delta variant. The UK has recorded over 18,000 new coronavirus infections, the highest daily rise since February the 5th. It has also registered 23 deaths. The latest figures have pushed the country's total confirmed cases to nearly 4.7 million, with 128,000 fatalities. Our London correspondent, Saeed Pour Reza, says there was a mounting pressure on the British Health Secretary to step down over his handling of the coronavirus pandemic.
A lot of criticism against the government as to why the Prime Minister did not sack or fire Matt Hancock and waited for him to resign. Also, it wasn't really the first time that Matt Hancock had faced so much pressure, a groundswell of pressure indeed, not only from members of the public, but also from members of the Conservative Party and, of course, opponents of the government in the Labour Party. Mm-hmm. A lot of criticism there, but pressure in recent weeks as well. We all recall the testimony by Dominic Cummings, a top aide, former top aide to the Prime Minister, who said that Matt Hancock should have had resigned a long time ago for 15 to 20 reasons, including lying to everybody, and by that probably referring to the fact that the Secretary of Health had said at the in the early days of the pandemic that there was enough PPE for the healthcare workers to protect themselves against the virus at a time when those same healthcare workers were wrapping themselves in dustbin liners.
Well, Britain, between 2011 and 2020, sold more than $23 billion of weapons to countries listed among states with dire human rights records. Now, that's what new analysis show. 21 countries which purchased weapons from London were on the UK's own list of repressive regimes. That's what one analysis by the London-based Campaign Against Arms Trade shows. Another analysis was conducted by the UK government's Department for International Trade. It identified nine nations guilty of human rights abuses as the core markets for UK arms exports. Now it said those states included Bahrain and Saudi Arabia. London has previously admitted that Saudi Arabia and its allies used British-made weapons in their war on Yemen. The war has killed tens of thousands of Yemenis since it began in 2015. And down to France, where people are heading to the polls to cast their ballots in the second round of regional elections. The first round results saw a drubbing for President Emmanuel Macron's ruling party, disappointment for Marine Le Pen's far right, and a record low turnout. Well, the results put Le Pen's National Rally Party ahead in just one region. There were also cross-party concerns over the low turnout for last week's polls, with only 33% of voters taking part. Some observers believe the outcome of the first round of the elections has raised doubts over whether the 2022 presidential election would come down to a duel between Macron and Le Pen in a runoff, long seen as the most likely scenario. Chris DeHand in Paris says it's unlikely for the far-right party of Marine Le Pen to win even one region in France's elections.
There will be no major breakthrough for the far-right Marine Le Pen party, who is a really Islamophobic and a racist party. She arrived first in the southeast region around Marseille, but if today it's only elections between two candidates, so between her and the another right-wing candidate, so all the others are gathered around the second round, so it's almost improbable that Marine Le Pen will win one region in France.
Peruvians have held rival rallies in support of socialist presidential candidate Pedro Castillo and his right-wing contender Keiko Fujimori amid uncertainty over the final results. Castillo's supporters holding banners and photos marched in downtown Lima, close to the headquarters of the electoral jury. They were calling for Castillo's apparent election win to be confirmed. A few blocks away, Fujimori supporters paraded with national flags and banners reading, "No to fraud." Castillo holds a slender 44,000 vote lead over his rival after all ballots had been counted from the June 6 runoff. He has already claimed victory, but Fujimori has challenged the results despite international election observers calling the vote free and fair. The final results have since been held up due to legal challenges. And with that brings us to the end of this World News Bulletin. Thank you all so much for staying with us.
We are with you. What about you? Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
Could you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of writing.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special, the Sunday program. Of course, on this beautiful Sunday, June 27th, 2021, I'm Atefa Erfani hosting this program today. Listeners Special, as you know, is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails, letters, and messages. So contact us and tell us what you think about our programs, because your views are very important to us. Oh, dear listeners, let me tell you one thing. If you have any messages for our dear listeners around the world, then record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. Please keep us company until the end of the program. Thank you. Welcome back to your program, Listeners Special. And as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports are very useful and important to us, especially to our technicians and engineers in IRIB English Radio. You know why? Because these reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our listeners around the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving a QSL card from us. Of course, these days my colleagues are designing and preparing EQSL cards for you and have already sent these EQSL cards to you, dear listeners. And here I truly appreciate and send my warmest greetings and my warmest appreciations to those of our dear listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports. Here I have a list of reception reports, which I mentioned some of their names here. We have reception reports from Abdul Alim from Bangladesh. Konstantin Provotorov, one of our regular listeners, has sent us a reception report. Also, Ratan Kumar Pal from India. Also, like Abdul Alim and Konstantin, one of our regular listeners, has sent us reception reports. So, Abdul Alim, Konstantin, and Ratan Kumar, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. And many thanks to those of our dear listeners around the world who have kindly sent us letters and emails, which I mentioned some of their names here, and later during the program I will read their nice emails or letters. For example, Hey Mercia, one of our regular listeners from the Philippines, has sent us an email. Thank you, Hey Mercia. Rodrigo Bortolotti from Brazil has sent us an email. Rodolphe Takax from Romania has sent us an email. Sorry, Rodolphe, I don't know your language, but I try to pronounce it some way. Also, Michael Sjöberg from Sweden has sent us an email. Also, I don't know Swedish, and I hope I'm right in pronouncing your name, Michael. And the last but not the least is an email from the UK, and this email is from Richard Cook. Well, dear listeners, first of all, many thanks for sending us these kind emails and letters from around the world. After a short break, I will be back with these letters and emails. Please stay with us. Well, this is Listeners Special, and I'm back with an email from Hey Mercia, one of our regular listeners from the Philippines. Hey Mercia says, Dear Sarah Madam, I'm happy to say that I have received your station and heard your program. If my reception report of your program was correct, I hope that you will send me a QSL, but an EQSL will be fine too. Thank you for your time and attention in advance. Looking forward to hear from you soon. Wishing you, staff members, and other people from station success and prosperity. Best regards. And first of all, salam and warmest greetings to you, Hey Mercia from the Philippines. And many thanks for writing this email to IRIB English Radio. So you have received our station and heard our program. Why don't you tell us which program you listen to and what is your view about that program? Please tell us in your upcoming, in your future emails and letters what do you think about the programs, the broadcasts that you receive the signals. And yes, of course, my colleagues will send you an EQSL card As you may know, sending QSL cards was stopped after the coronavirus hygienic protocols. But now my colleagues are sending you, dear listeners, eQSL cards. And that's all. We also wish you the best. Hey, Mercia from the Philippines, write to us soon. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. Please tell us your views about our broadcast. And from the Southern Hemisphere, yes, from Brazil, we have an email from Rodrigo Bortolotti. Rodrigo says, greetings. It is with great satisfaction that I write for this wonderful radio. It's been a long time since I have been listening to your broadcast. I really like the programs. I'm starting to collect QSL cards, so I am sending my reception information to receive your card and the programming bulletin, if possible. I wish the radio direction and all the staff a great week, peace and happiness. I am 42 years old, and I'm passionate about electronic equipment such as radio and transmitters. I will always be following transmissions of your great radio here in Brazil. First of all, salam and warmest greetings to you, Rodrigo Bortolotti from Brazil, and I send my warmest appreciations to you for sending this really inspiring and encouraging email to IRAB English Radio. And many thanks for your compliments as you described as radio as the wonderful radio. Thanks a lot. Your compliments, your encouragements really motivates us in our path to provide the best kind of programs for our dear listeners around the world, always updated on bias news and the wonderful programs as you described it. So we are so happy that you enjoyed the program. Of course, my colleagues will send you eQSL cards, and thank you for sending us reception information. And so you said you have been listening to IRAB English Radio for a long time. That's great. So tell us which program or programs you like the best, and tell us your views about our broadcast. Thanks a lot. We wish you all the best. We wish you peace, joy, happiness in your way, in your life. Thank you, Rodrigo Bortolotti from Brazil. And you said your hobby is, you're passionate actually about electronic equipment such as radio and transmitters. That's great. Rodrigo Bortolotti from Brazil, many thanks for writing this email to us. It was great. Write to us soon and tell us your views about our programs. Now, dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with other emails from around the world. Please stay with us. Welcome back. I was wondering if I could learn different languages. I know three other languages, but not Romanian. And this name, Rodolf Takax from Romania, yes. I wish I'm right in pronouncing your name, Rodolf. So Rodolf from Romania says, dear friends, at first let me introduce myself. Okay, I'm a 76-year-old engineer and at the moment a pensioner. In my free time, I like to listen to the radio. This is my hobby since 1959. Till now, I have received QSL cards or verification letters from many radio stations. In a good propagation conditions, I can receive FM radio stations from a distance of 2,000 kilometers. Now, hopefully, I can receive IRAB English Radio with good quality. If it is possible, please confirm my reception report with email. Waiting for your answer, and I wish you many success in your work and life. And warmest greetings to you, Rodolf Takax from Romania. And lots of greetings, lots of appreciations to you for writing this email, Rodolphe from Romania, and it seems that you have already joined IRB English Radio. It's nice that you can receive the signals of IRB English Radio in your region and in your country, Romania, and that's good. So you are a 76-year-old engineer and at the moment a pensioner. We wish you all the best, Rodolphe. And many thanks for writing this email to IRB English Radio. And you have this hobby of listening to different radio stations. And now you are listening to IRB English Radio. Rodolphe, I have a suggestion. Please tell us your views about our programs. Please listen to these programs and tell us what you think about these broadcasts in your upcoming emails, of course. And my colleagues will send you EQSL cards. Yes. Before the coronavirus pandemic, we had this tradition in IRB English Radio to send paper QSL cards to post them around the world. But now, after the hygienic protocols, we are sending our dear listeners around the world EQSL cards. So wait for one of these EQSL cards. And thanks a lot for your reception report. So we are happy that you described IRB English Radio quality as good. Thanks for that. So we wish you all the best. And also, like you, we wish you many success in your work and life, Rodolphe from Romania. Rodolphe, write to us soon and tell us your views about IRB English Radio programs. And here from Sweden, we have an email from Michael Silberg. I wish I'm right in pronouncing his name. Michael says, "Dear Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, my name is Michael and I am a DXer from Sweden. I was listening to your radio on June 18th, 2021, between 2010 and 2020 UTC. Good signal. I listened with my own private antenna in the west coast of Sweden. I attach a small MP3 file. It would be great if you could confirm my reception by a QSL card. Thanks in advance. Have a nice day. Kind regards and 73s. And salam and warmest greetings to you, Michael Silberg from Sweden. And we do appreciate you for sending us this email. So you're a DXer and we are happy that you received the signals of IRB English Radio in your country, Sweden. As you said, you live in the west coast of Sweden. That's nice. And my colleagues will, as soon as possible, send you EQSL cards, of course. And you said, Michael, that you listened to IRB English Radio on June 18th, 2021. Why don't you tell us which program you were listening at that time? Yes. In your upcoming emails and letters, please tell us which program or programs you listened and tell us your views about that broadcast or broadcasts. Michael, we are looking forward to hearing from you very soon in the future. And now, dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with, of course, an email from Richard Cook. Welcome back. As I said, here we have an email from Richard Cook from the UK. Richard Cook is one of our regular listeners who says, "Good afternoon. Hope you are well. It's unfortunate that you couldn't get a QSL card out on the good side. However, an EQSL card is better than nothing. Some of your broadcasts can be a bit unlistenable due to interference or very quiet audio. Hope your technicians can solve this issue. Have a great evening." Yes, salam and warmest greetings to you, Richard Cook from the UK. And as I have said several times during the program, sending these QSL cards was suspended actually, and that's because of the coronavirus hygienic protocols that are international, and we can't send these QSL cards by post, but we can send eQSL cards to our dear listeners, and as you said, it's better than nothing. So you said you had trouble with listening to our radio because of interference or very quiet audio. Of course, I will refer to our technicians and engineers in IRM English Radio and tell them this problem. And of course, our effort always in IRM English Radio is providing the best quality of the programs, audio, or the best kind of broadcast. Richard Cook from the UK, wait for an EQSL card from IRM English Radio. Wish you all the best. And many thanks for reflecting your view about the quality of our programs. Richard Cook from the UK, we are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. And here we come to the end of this week's edition of Listeners, a special this Sunday program, your program. We wish you all the best. Please keep in touch with us and goodbye.
Listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.passtoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/passtodayenglish. Thank you all for being with IRIB English Radio.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, O you who believe, ista'inu bis sabri was salah.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Brother Hasnain Rajab Ali.
I begin in Allah's name, the Beneficent and the Merciful. I want to talk about this verse in Surah Al-Fath. As you know, we also presented Surah Furqan, the last verses of it. And I would like for the audiences to read that, those verses, because those are the characteristics of how we should live in order to attain this sukoon. So this is the introduction. Those verses, besides so many in the Quran, all discuss how do we reach a stage where even if we're in a state of trepidation, we know how to hold on to the rope of Allah and achieve that calmness and tranquility. So Allah says, وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِيَزْدَادُ إِيمَانًا مَعْ إِيمَانِهِمْ. Now, I want you to understand that into the hearts of the believers so that they may increase their faith in faith. So two aspects. Tranquility in the Quran that shows that it leads to increased faith. I mean, that's very profound. When there's tranquility, there's an increase in faith, right? It's extremely important. Allah says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Once again, in Surah Al-Anfal, the second verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the believers are those, when they think of God, their hearts palpitate in a very positive direction. And when the verses of the Quran are recited, their faith increases and they have trust in Allah. That combination is further described in this verse, that those who receive the tranquility of God, and Allah keeps putting tranquility, every positive action you and I indulge in doing God's work, in promoting good and forbidding evil, Allah keeps putting tranquility. When the Prophet was in the cave, Allah put tranquility into his heart, you see? And Allah revealed tranquility into his heart. While he was in that very stressful moment in the cave, you find that Allah revealed tranquility into his heart. So notice, every time we work towards Allah and we struggle, you find that in that struggle to do Allah's work, Allah infuses tranquility into our hearts, which means that while we're very, very overwhelmed by work, quote unquote, stressed outwardly, you find there's a sense of immense calmness. I can just imagine Imam Hussein alayhi salam in Karbala as he's approaching the enemy, knowing this is his moment where he's going to be killed, having witnessed his whole family massacred besides the women, and having left his four-year-old daughter, having buried his six-month-old baby. I mean, just you cannot compound stress, pressure, at the level of Karbala. Honestly, study the history of the human race. You cannot compound it at that level. Whereas this imam is focused to do Allah's work. Ridham bi qada wa tasliman li amri. We're satisfied by your decree and we submit. Look at that level of tranquility. My God, you've got 30,000 soldiers on the other side ready to just absolutely annihilate you. And they say, you know, horses came and trampled. Some say 30, 40 horses trampled his body after his martyrdom. He didn't care. He reached the level of tranquility. And I can just imagine that while he's approaching the enemy with his sword out and he's fighting, knowing that this is the end, yet he has this immense level of tranquility. أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين. That's the kind of tranquility you and I should try to attain in this world. That no matter what trials and tribulations we have, we need to try to reach that stage. And it requires environmental factors. It requires effort on our part to get it. And Allah will give it to us all the time. And Allah says, لِيَزْدَادُ إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ. And their faith will increase upon their faith. What is iman? Security. Sukoon also means security. And you'll find if there's one thing we all try to achieve, it's that. So in conclusion to this conversation, you'll find teenagers, adults, if you look and study the human behavior right now, what is the main goal of every human being primarily? To find a good partner, a good spouse. And once they find it, to keep it. If you examine the human race today, people want to earn money, have good houses, want to accomplish, you know, successes. If you ask them, what do you want? I want a good mate. I want somebody who's going to be my partner. Researchers did studies at Harvard University, the longest research, I think 75 plus years, where they asked these teenagers 75 years ago, what's your greatest aspiration in life? They said to become rich and to become famous. Rich and famous. You notice these two leads to a lot of stress. And it never gives happiness. You look at some of the wealthiest people in the world, they are the most disturbed people. You'll see they're very, very shifty. Though they have wealth and they have power and they're very, very, very well known. 75 years later when they went, all those who survived, they all admitted that they were wrong and that finding the best social mate, finding somebody trustworthy on this earth as a social gregarious being is what the real objective in life is, to make that kind of relationship where Allah promises that you will enter paradise among the believers. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Enter among the believers, enter paradise. Allah is addressing this, that you shall have beautiful mates, because we are hardwired to be social and to depend and to love each other. So finding mates, good mates, is really the hardest thing in the world today because our generations are not being raised properly. They're being raised with the wrong expectations. They're being raised in impulsive ways, with compulsive ways, with expectations that are unattainable, untenable. And as a result, it becomes very hard for two groups to meet. And if we raise our children with the proper forms of expectations, then many of these issues, including depression, including loneliness, and including some levels of mental illness, will be subdued. So in Surah Rum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِي أَنْ, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving another verse, وَمِنْ آيَاتِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. And among his signs is he made mates from among yourselves so that you achieve tranquility through them. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And we have put mutual love and mercy between you. This is really the core. I think if we work very hard to eradicate our anger, to eradicate our venom, our jealousy, our anger against people, our inability to forgive each other, to hold on to that hatred of others, it does nothing but causes us to burn up internally. If we can just let go and forgive, even if they are wrong and you're right, forgive. What that does is it takes away that stress. And Allah says, we give you mutual love and mercy. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ الْآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. These are signs for people who think. Let's help each other to reach that level of security and tranquility. And let's help each other to become stronger in our iman, and that we do not become whimsical when problems come about. And let us get closer to Allah for each iteration of trials that Allah puts upon us. Let us get closer to Him, inshallah.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareem Adim.
شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.
You have just listened to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran's broadcasting. The Voice of Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily from 1920 to 2020 UTC on the following frequencies. 31 meters, 9,855 kilohertz for Europe, and 31 meters, 9,835 kilohertz for Southern Africa. And FM, 91.5 megahertz for Tehran. You can also listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on Hotbird, Eutelsat 3B, and IranSat or BAT 5 and via internet. Our internet address is parstoday.com/en. And now you can listen to IRIB English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program, P.O. Box 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about audio quality and other means. Thank you.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The leader thanks Iranians for their response to the Islamic Republic's call. This is part of a message issued on February 28, 2016, by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, following the glorious presence of the people of Iran in parliamentary and the Assembly of Experts elections.
I would like to remind the officials of the country whether the elected candidates for the Islamic Consultative Assembly and the Assembly of Experts, those who have executive positions in other branches or other officials in other organizations and associations, that they should fulfill the obligation to properly thank the people through rendering genuine services to them and to the country and the Islamic Republic. They should consider the following as their permanent plan in this term of responsibility. Leading a simple and virtuous lifestyle, being constantly present for one's duty, preferring national interests to personal and partisan aspirations, standing up courageously in the face of foreign interferences, giving a revolutionary response to the plots of ill-wishers and traitors, adopting a jihadi outlook in thinking and in action, and to put it in one sentence, working for the sake of God. Working for the sake of God and in the way of rendering services to God's creatures. They should not violate from these things at any price.
Subhanallah, hamdan lillah, wa la
very sensitive times require the sensitivity, vigilance, and firm determination of everyone, you officials in particular. The progress of the country is the main goal. Outward and superficial progress without independence and national dignity is not acceptable. Progress does not mean being digested in the stomach of global arrogance, and preserving national dignity and identity is not possible except with comprehensive and homegrown progress. The future parliament has heavy responsibilities towards these important chapters. We hope that everyone will witness in it the required capacity for being responsive to God and the people. I deem it necessary to sincerely thank the officials in charge of holding these glorious elections, executive and administrative officials, providers of security, the national media organizations, and other influential organizations and personalities. I ask Allah the Exalted to bestow success on everyone. Sayyid Ali Khamenei.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, all praises to Allah, all praises to Allah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, all praises to Allah, all praises to Allah.
This is IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.